Hello.
Good morning, Marvin.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott.
I'm Joe.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? We're doing before and after reviews where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after. What a clever name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sure
and,
is.
And they're raw thoughts. Yeah, for everybody who knows, we're raw dogging it.
Raw dogging it.
Yeah. These are, you know, sometimes we don't know what we're saying because it's hard to, you know, verbalize everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So sometimes we just put out our thoughts. So tonight we are seeing Love Hurts.
Kwan?
Yeah, it was directed by Jonathan Eusebio. I think I'm saying that wrong. I'm trying my hardest.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, he's a stunt performer, director, stunt choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on Black Panther and Fall Guy, I think, last year. Yeah, he's directing this,
mm-hmm.
and which is funny because he's also a stunt performer, our lead actor in this movie. So, yeah. Interesting. I think a lot of people don't know because I think everybody just thinks he is Data from the Goonies.
Or Short Round.
Or Short Round. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people don't realize that for a long time, you know, they just think he's one of these actors who disappeared, but he was actually working behind the scenes doing the fight stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you see this trailer and you go, that's kind of awkward to see him fighting because you just don't put it in your mind that
right.
He can do these things.
I mean, he did a little ass kicking when he was Short Round, you know? His little tiny leg would do a little kick here and there.
Not as much as he did in, what was it, Everywhere?
Oh, yes, Everywhere All at Once. Yeah.
I always get that name mixed up.
Everything,
that's a hard one to get in my mind.
All at Once.
Yeah.
Okay, right?
Which he did fight stuff in that with, you know, that was an incredible cast to fight, you know.
Oh my God, yeah. Michelle Yeoh.
Exactly. So, this is, I think the reason we want to see this is because we like him so much.
Mm-hmm. He's very cute.
And he's so likable in everything he does and his love of just being around film is kind of like addicting. And he's one of these guys you just want to see succeed as much as possible.
Yeah. So,
when
sure.
I saw the trailer for this, I was like, I'm in. I don't even need anything else. I just see him kicking ass, jokes. I think there's some other people in the movie that we saw. And we were like, oh, I like them a lot.
Yeah, it's like, I think it was Marshawn Lynch. Is that Marshawn?
Yeah, which we started, I think, really enjoying him as a comedian, which came out of nowhere when we watched Murderville, which still don't know why I never came back.
Yeah.
He had one of the funniest episodes show. It's
he
a Netflix show, if anybody hasn't seen it, where the whole idea is Will Arnett's a detective, but they bring in an actor who has no idea what's going on. They have no script, and everybody is acting serious around them, but they don't know what's going on. So
they have to solve the murder.
They have to solve a murder, but also act in something they have no idea what they're doing.
He has, like, one of my favorite episodes of that.
He has a great episode in that show, and he also showed up, and I believe it was, I think the movie was called Bottoms.
Oh, yeah.
Where they start a female fight club to try to pick up chicks.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And they make him, he's like the PE teacher or the coach.
Yeah.
And they make him pretend that he's doing it.
Yes.
Like, as the teacher that's okay with it. And he's really funny in that, too.
Yeah, he is. He's a hoot. I'm curious to see how he's going to do in this.
Yeah, I, you know, all that kind of, and I love the idea. Oh, you know, seeing someone he's so likable, also, like, he's sinister.
Yeah.
Like, he had a past where he was like this badass and you just can't see, you know, certain actors do that. When we saw Bob Odenkirk do it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Nobody. Yeah.
I think this is its own genre. like
the sleeper agent type thing.
Not only the sleeper agent, but the guy you wouldn't, the guy next door is a badass.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's definitely...
That's a thing. I mean, like, when you see, like, Jason Statham, you're like, oh, I know, that guy's gonna kick ass.
Isn't he working man?
He's a beekeeper, a working man, a mechanic, is there more to that?
Oh, let's see, what else was he?
Just don't, let's not even talk about him, he's not the one.
You fall down that Jason Statham role.
But you see him and you're like, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, you know? Yeah. You just see that face. But there's certain guys, you're like... He does come off as the every average Joe.
Yeah, and he doesn't fucking age. I'm so sick and tired of these actors in Hollywood not aging. He looks so good.
Yeah.
So, like, he has that, like, little boy next door thing going on, and you just can't help but just want to hug him because he's adorable. So when he starts, like, getting mad and beating ass, I'm, like, here for it.
Yeah, and shame on all the Indiana Jones movies that just decided not to include him ever again, which is kind of bizarre.
I know. Why would you ever, ever, ever not include him? He is the best.
Not even explain him. Like, what happened to him?
I know. No explanation. Nothing.
It's so odd.
Yeah, nothing.
He seemed like an integral part of his life.
I mean, he was like a father figure to Short Round.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to boot him out of the whole franchise? Seems so kind of fucked up. I'm still mad about that. I'll never get over it.
It's weird. The last one should have rectified that, especially since his career has, like,
jumped
back into stardom.
I read recently, or not recently, but, like, when the movie came out and he won the Oscar for All at Once, I read that Harrison Ford was there and, like, was so... told him how proud he is of him and all this stuff. Yeah, there's footage of it. And there's footage, yeah. And I'm just like, you know what, Harrison Ford, blow it out your ass, okay? Because where were you? Huh? Huh? You didn't have a hand in any of this.
Yeah, and you know, also, Spielberg. Apparently, Spielberg is the nicest person because I think he was saying something about how he sends him, like, something for Christmas.
I heard
like,
that,
every
too.
Every year, like, since the movie. Yeah. He's worked with him twice. So you think... You know, I saw him footage of saying, you know, like seeing him at the Oscars being like, I can't believe this.
Yeah, you know what else is a really good Christmas present? Putting him in movies. That's a really good Christmas present, Steven Spielberg. So blow it out your ass.
Especially when you know the guy's super talented.
I know.
And very funny.
Like the last time you worked with him was in the Goonies. He was like 12. Okay. Like,
was the Goonies first or Indiana Jones?
No, he was Short Round first.
Oh, okay.
So and then he was Data. He was clearly older when he played Data. But really?
Yeah.
I mean, he's 12. So how do you account for that 40 years, you dickhead? Put him in movies.
Here we are putting everybody on blast for not using this actor.
Blast all of you. Blast Harrison Ford. Blast Steven Spielberg. All of you. Blast.
Well, what do you think about this movie? What do you think? I know this is one of those movies that seems very...
Run-of-the-mill?
Run-of-the-mill, kind of like we kind of know paint-by-numbers type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we will come out pleasantly more surprised than we are, or do you think it's going to be that passable movie that's just a good time to watch?
It's going to be a passable movie that's good time to watch. Okay. This is going to be a run-of-the-mill sleeper agent kind of thing. I hope it has a little bit something special in there, but I don't know. I don't feel it in the trailer, but... Oh.
I know what we did see in the trailer. I forgot to point out.
What?
The two boys are back together from Goonies.
Oh, hell yeah. We got Sean Astin. That really just rung my bell.
Yeah.
Which
it's about time.
He's going to be in it for like a second,
yeah,
I think.
I'm sure.
But you know what? It's really cute to see Mikey and Data together again. Yeah. It's really cute. I like that nostalgia. That's the way to like totally get me is nostalgia. I'm all about it. So, especially the 80s, because, you know, that's my jam. So
true.
I'm loving that. But I think as far as the plot goes, it's going to be kind of run-of-the-mill, your average thing.
I feel like a 6 seems like it's going to be the score.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's go check it out and see if we're right.
Marvin Gable.
Who are you?
It's your brother brought us in to find you. After you let Rose go.
Tell my brother to back off.
Little spider monkey ninja got hopped. Hey, what the?
Rose?
Hey, Marv.
Why did you come back?
If we're gonna stop your brother, I'm gonna need to OG.
I'm so sorry.
Find my brother and Rose now!
Now let's finish this together.
You want the old me? You got him.
It's about damn time.
Sorry, brother. Love hurts.
Okay, so we're back. We just saw the movie, and I guess I could start out personally by just saying what a spectacular disaster this film was.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was pretty disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the shame is that I kept thinking about it during the movie, you know, exactly what it is to pinpoint what the problem is. And I have multiple thoughts on this. If I could start, I would just say, number one, this almost seems like a lesser version or a lesser remake of Gross Point Blank, which is a superior John Cusack film that I feel like is very underseen. And I feel like this is almost like a lesser version. Like they took that script and they completely overhauled it and ripped out anything interesting about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. I noticed that during the movie. Number two is that this movie is extremely lacking in setup.
Yes.
Things just happen instantly.
Yeah, the plot is weak, and that's being generous by saying the plot is weak. I mean, there's literally no setup. There's no working your way into finding out what's really happening here. It's kind of just like things are happening and you have to go with the flow because you have no choice. But there was literally no storyline.
There is no room for setup.
No.
The movie starts where it feels like you missed 5 minutes or 10 minutes have been completely ripped out of the film. The movie just starts with him saying something and you're like, I don't even know who you are yet.
Right. And it's like
you don't have dialogue yet.
You know, you feel like you just went to the restroom and you came back and you missed something.
Yeah. Like what happened?
But that's not what happened at all. Like we never moved and we're sitting there like, okay.
Yeah. No breathing room. That's definitely the big number two. And now number three is I don't want to call out actors. I don't want to call out actors. I'm not a big fan of it because you feel like when you single someone out, you feel like you're picking on somebody. And I don't think it's a good thing, but the actress in this movie and the character did not work for me whatsoever. And that is Ariana
DeVos.
She didn't work for me at all this film.
No, not in this role at all.
And the reason I even pinpoint it or want to point it out is that the movie it centers on this. It's very important. And when we talked about the second point, which is a problem, is that the movie just begins. It not only just begins with our main character, but this character just has a shot in the opening montage. And you're like, wait a minute, we haven't met anybody yet. We don't know what these things mean. We haven't had a moment. And the movie just wants you to automatically say, I like these characters, or I'm on board with these characters, and I'm here for their journey. But not once does it think about making them likable.
There's nothing, they don't give us anything to sympathize with the characters.
Yeah.
You know, like there's nothing there. They don't make us, there's no real backstory here, except some kind of thing they threw together.
Yeah.
It seemed like a hot mess. Like there was no rhyme or reason to any of the story that they were trying to hand us. And they expected us to bite it. I'm like, no, we're not going to swallow this. It doesn't make any sense. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Like how are we supposed to sympathize or empathize with these characters when we literally have no idea who they are? We just don't. We didn't know who they were until the very last second. And we didn't even get that. So I feel kind of duped.
Yeah, I it feels very disingenuous in its own plot, which is very strange. But when the moments do happen in the movie where you kind of feel bad, that's a shame because there's like two characters that I'm just going to say two characters get killed in this film, right? In particular. And they are extremely not developed, but they're likable enough that when they get killed, you go, oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
And then you think to yourself, why am I feeling this way? The only two characters in the movie that I actually feel like I would go, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody else who survives, like, say, all the other people who survive in this film, you go, eh.
I felt that way, too. I there was no genuine need to care about these characters. I felt, like, so detached from them. I'm like, okay, well, like, every time a punch is thrown or a kick is thrown, I'm supposed to be like, oh, no. But I didn't feel that way. I was like, oh, okay. Like, it just didn't affect me the way I think it should have.
Yeah. And to add to that, I would say the only reason I might have even like moaned or groaned is because I only saw the movie through the fact of, oh, people doing stunt work. And so that this movie boils down to only stunt work stuff.
I think I would say, and I would go as far as to say that this movie relied too heavily on the choreography of a stuntman, because there was no storyline to back up all these events. There was just nothing there.
Yeah, this actually feels like a test footage short that was made from a stunt team to show how much work they can do.
Agreed.
And then they just went, oh, make it longer to make it a movie.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like they thought about fleshing it out or doing anything around it. And we talked about some movies in the beginning of movies that the everyday guy is the badass secretly, like nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And in that movie, no, you see his life beforehand. There is setup. There's payoff.
Mm-hmm.
This movie just goes, and now you have to accept this. And now you have to accept this. Yep. Over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And none of it is earned or warranted.
No.
And I would say that I didn't exactly feel bored. I didn't exactly feel like I hated it. I from fight scene to fight scene, I was like, oh, these are fun.
Right.
These fight scenes are fun. And then there were some moments like these random deaths where the movie feels like there's like, I think I have to talk about the random deaths as the, I'm not going to spoil it, of course. But I'm just going to say that the random deaths that happen in the movie, there's two in particular that are mentioned. And I think that they fit what the problem is. Because one is extremely well done in an emotional impact that has no actual relevance to the movie at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't have a payoff. It doesn't have a whatever. And then the other one is done for comedy, but it doesn't work as comedy because we don't know that thing and it's not exactly funny. It's almost kind of like that's cruel unnecessarily.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't pay off. And there's entire like joke setups that don't go anywhere. And I would say that even the message of what the character is going on about literally does not pay itself off.
No, it doesn't.
Because the movie seems to be wanting to say one thing and then saying, nah, fuck that.
This movie does that many times. And it's like, you think that you're going to get some sort of backstory or some kind of explanation as to why these characters are the way that they are, but you don't get that at all. Like, there's no payoff, like zero payoff whatsoever. So, like, if anything bad happens, you're just like, eh. You know, like, you just don't give a shit.
You really don't. I would say that when it ends, you're just kind of like, really?
Yeah. And it's strange because this movie is kind of like set around Valentine's Day. And there is some semblance of a love story here, but I didn't feel it. I didn't get it. It didn't touch me. There was nothing. There was no, I didn't feel the chemistry at all between any of these characters.
None of them. Well, except for two guys, Marshawn Lynch and his friend in this movie.
Yeah.
They have more chemistry than anybody else.
Yeah, and it's sad because, like, I feel like we're dealing with two Oscar winners here. Okay, the two main leads are Oscar winners. I feel like there should have been a little bit more for them to do and a little bit more for them to feel, and there was nothing. Like, I understand there's action films, but there's also action films that have heart, you know? And I feel like this could have been that, but it didn't.
And that's why I brought up my number one point was Gross Point Blank, because that movie is a romantic comedy about assassins.
Yeah.
And that works so much more. Yeah. I don't know if it's just John Cusack's puppy dog face that's always like been a killer, great romantic comedy guy. But yeah. That movie nails it without the action needing to be there.
Yeah. And it has a lot to do with Cusack, I think.
And also it understood that the gore is where the funny stuff comes from because it's so weird in a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
And it understood how to do that. And it had a build up. It had a set. I could not believe multiple times I kept, and I hate, like, again, with the actress, the dialogue in this movie is so badly written. This character actually has a line of dialogue in this movie where they tell us, like, there's an object and they go, this object means this, like this water right here is a water in front of me and I'm holding it. And I tell you, a bottle of water. This means it quenches your thirst. I gave you this water. Why? Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank
you. That character knows you gave that water to them.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel earned.
Right.
It feels forced and almost like begging the audience to, hey, look how stupid you are.
Right.
Like, I have to tell you this, like, you can do that organically. And that's the kind of script this is. It's so paper thin. It's almost baffling. Like, there is a plot, the plot of the movie about what the villains are mad at, what they're doing. And I don't know if any of it made any sense or had me, like, if I had to tell you the plot of this movie right now, I could not tell you, like, not the plot, but the why it's happening.
Yeah,
I have no clue.
I mean, there's some criminals and shit happens. Okay, and that's basically it.
Like, someone's mad at one person for doing something else.
Yep.
And
yep.
Then why that person did what that's where I get sketchy.
Blood somewhere, yeah. And there's literally no chemistry or feeling between any of these people. Now, I'm talking about there's a brotherly thing, there's a romantic thing, there's a friendship thing. I'm not feeling nothing.
No.
Nothing. And I feel like a movie like this, like, if yes, so you should have the action because that's what it's based around, but you also have to tell a story, because if we don't have a reason to care about these characters, then you don't have anything. You don't have anything. Like, you need a reason to care about these people. And I just had nothing. I was like, I'm out of this. I'm completely detached emotionally from this movie. I 100% am not coming out of this with a 6. I think this is a mediocre film. I'm going to say it's a 5.
I'm going to give it a passable 5.
It's a 5.
I'm only going to give it that 5 because they definitely went out of their way for stunts.
They did, but you cannot build a movie just based on that.
I'm just saying, you know, for stunt work. For choreography.
Well, it's getting a 5 for the stunts.
And I would say that, again, we were right with thinking Lynch would be the funny part of this movie.
Yeah.
He is funny.
He is funny, yes.
Not enough.
Not enough, no, because his scenes were few and far between. But when he was on screen, he was entertaining and he was funny. And I think that's part of my 5 that I'm giving it. But otherwise, this movie is not something that I'll ever watch again. I don't ever need to see it again. The stunts were good, but that's really all it had going for it.
This will definitely fade into memory very quickly. Yeah,
it's already fading.
I have to point this out because it was killing us during the movie who this actor was. There is a random hitman in this movie called the Raven. And that we could not figure out who this actor was. Mustafa Shakir.
Is he in Fallout?
Shakar. Mustafa Shakir. I pronounced that wrong. Mm-hmm. Cowboy Bebop.
I knew it was one of our shows.
He was in live action Cowboy Bebop playing Spike.
Yep.
Not Spike.
No, not Spike. Spike. Jet. Yeah.
I always forget his name is Jet.
Jet,
because
yeah.
Because I'm so used to the song yep. being called Jet that I always forget that that's yep. the actor.
I do remember now. It took me so long and I was getting annoyed. But
because
yes.
he has that.
He has an intense face.
That face, those mm-hmm. eyes. It's crazy. Even on the Cowboy Bebop show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was so compelling to look at.
Yeah.
That it kind of almost like glazed over the crazy plot line that he had in this movie.
Right. I mean, there's literally no plot line for him either. It was weird.
It was weird.
You know, and then Ki-Kwan, he had an assistant. There was no plot line for her, but they tried to throw something in there. Like, we're supposed to accept it.
At one point, this character reads a poem to a character on their answer machine. And like, and it's playing like it's meaningful, that it's supposed to connect to this moment that we're watching, and it literally fades away in the to the music.
Yeah, there. It's
and
just
I was
bizarre.
Like, why did it even start then? Like, yeah. either go for it and make this mean something to the scene,
mm-hmm.
or don't do it at all. And they just did the way. Hey, no, let's just start it and then not even finish it.
Right. I mean, there was
so
no
weird.
There was just no final feelings here to have. It was just kind of like there. There was just nothing paid off, and the plot lines literally went nowhere, and it was kind of just like here for the stunt work, basically. And don't get me wrong, I think he's great, but you can tell in a lot of these scenes that's not him. He's getting on in years and he can't be doing these things anymore.
Yeah.
It's like Jackie Chan, you know, but
I was almost looking for when he was doing
it. I was too. And, you know, either way, if you just go in thinking that you're looking at Ki-Kwan, okay, fine. But it doesn't pay off for a whole movie.
Like, no.
It just doesn't. There's some parts of it that are entertaining, but overall as a movie, I left there disappointed. So, I mean, it's competently shot, but there was nothing that grabbed me in this movie. There was nothing that was like, besides the stunts, you know, like there was no feeling, there was no plot, there was just endless, ridiculous plot lines that went nowhere, and they never explain anything in this movie, so I'm gonna stick with my five here.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt, it's a five, and it's the perfect score because those fives. I always talk about the fives, just have something about them where you know it's not the worst thing you've ever seen, but it's not good, but you know it's just gonna fade away, and mm-hmm. then when someone brings it up, you're like, oh yeah, that was
oh,
a movie
yeah,
that
was
happened.
A movie that happened. Yeah, we saw that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that. And you'll never need to see it again.
Yeah.
So if you, I mean, you could definitely wait till streaming. Just wait, because there's no need to rush to the theater to see this one. There's no reason to get excited for this one, in my opinion, because there's really nothing behind it.
I agree. All right, so until next time, everybody, thanks for listening. And as always, hit us up on Instagram at the Just Another Movie Night. And Joe at the Crafty Misfit. And thanks for listening again, and have a good one.